Do as I say, but not always as I do. That's the message on today's Daily Boo. Hi there, this is Brian Person, recording and speaking to you from Austin, Texas. And I first want to thank Kyle Flaherty, who guest hosted yesterday and gave four reasons why he's becoming a fan of the Bing search engine from Microsoft, and he kind of listed those out. And he's inviting your feedback, so you can check out yesterday's episode if you haven't already over on dailyboo.com. We talk each day about communications, media, and technology. I want to talk about ID3 tags today and podcasting, and specifically how those ID3 tags show up on an iPhone, which is where I now consume most of my podcasts, and you may as well if you're an iPod user or an iPhone person. I want to talk about show notes and album art. Now, the album art is the kind of visual that you see that's attached to most podcasts. Not all podcasters have that. This particular show does. You'll often see white text on black background, pretty simple, saying the Daily Boo. Sometimes I will have other screenshots or relevant photos that will attach to it. And that just says it's a visual identifier, something about the episode. And I find that helpful sometimes if I have a ton of podcasts and I'm quickly flipping through and I'm on the move and I want to get right to the show that I want to just go for that album art. Now, the show notes, I think, are important because, you know, I'm trying to decide which, you know, I have 20 minutes. There are five different podcasts I could listen to. Let's say, or I'm five episodes backed up on this particular podcast, which episode do I want to listen to in these 20 minutes? You can quickly flip through and see the show notes. Now, on this, shame on me, in one sense, you don't get that when you look on the iPod for this show. And that's quite simply a function of my time. When I decided to do this podcast, I decided to kind of cut out that part because it would require manually adding the show notes into iTunes, re-uploading it. It could add, you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes to the production process that I don't have. So in order to keep this as a daily show, I eschewed that part. But if you're a regular podcaster, I certainly urge you to add show notes and to add them within iTunes itself. And if you don't do that, and I would say probably only about 10% of the podcasts I listen to actually have show notes that show up in an iPod, sorry, on the iPhone, which is a little different from the show notes that would show up on a traditional iPod. In order to do that, you have to go into the lyrics tab in iTunes. So you create your podcast file, your MP3 file. You open it up on in iTunes, you right-click into Get Info, go into the Lyrics tab, and add some notes about the show. You could add hyperlinks or just a brief summary or the time of the show. If you add that in, that will show up when the episode is playing. I think you double-click, and those notes will show up. So just a recommendation to do that. If you have any questions about that process, you can certainly email me. The email is dailyboo@gmail.com. You can also find former episodes, all of our episodes, on the website, which is dailyboo.com. That's dailyboo.com. And it's free to subscribe to get this show each and every day into iTunes by subscribing there. You can look us up under Business, Management, and Marketing, or just click on the link from the Daily Boo website. I'll also try to put up a couple of screenshots, maybe a short video to demonstrate what I'm discussing here with the show notes. For now, I'm Brian Person. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye now.